She genuinely likes people, and people like her.
As you recall, Franken is stepping down due to numerous women accusing him of sexual misconduct. Dallas, Texas is the ninth largest city in the nation. Dallas is also facing a shortage of police officers. Now, here's what Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall told city council members earlier this week as to why she believes people are not signing up for the Dallas Police Academy.
We have nights, weekends, and holidays, and those are some of the things that are not necessarily attractive to the millennials who want all days off and to be the chief in 6 months. So we recognize that that is a challenge for us.
Police Chief Hall did say one of the things being done is lowering some of the standards on new recruits. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger went after President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement earlier this week. Now, former Governor Schwarzenegger was actually seen biking through the city and actually biked to City Hall to discuss the issue with the mayor of Paris. Take a listen as the former governor of California lets President Trump have it.
Donald Trump pulled Donald Trump out of the Paris Agreement, so don't worry about any of that. We on a subnational level, we're going to pick up the slack and we're going to continue on. And we will create the kind of great, great future for our children and grandchildren because that is our responsibility and no one will stop us.
No word as to whether Schwarzenegger flew on his private plane to Paris or flew commercial. As we grow closer to Christmas, the Pew Research Center reports a declining majority of Americans believe the biblical account of the birth of Jesus. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the story.
According to Greg Smith at the Pew Research Center, there's been a decline in the percentage of Americans who believe in the Christmas narrative contained in the Bible.
The share of Americans who say they believe all four of those elements of the Christmas story, the virgin birth, that Jesus was laid in a manger, that wise men visited the baby Jesus, and that his birth was heralded by an angel of the Lord, that number now stands at 57%, down from 65% when we first asked these questions in 2014.
51% said they plan to attend services on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, which was a decline of 3% from the last survey.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon. My name is Richard Scuderi, and welcome to a live edition of Modern Design. I'm very happy to have in studio today someone who I'm very experienced in chatting with, and her name is Audrey Rosenberg. And our topic today happens to be celebrating December and the holidays if you're not necessarily Christian. A lot of people do come to me and say, okay, it's December, and I want to celebrate the season. I entertain. I have a holiday party, but I'm not Christian. What can I do? What can I bring to the table that will be festive and wonderful, but not necessarily Christian or Catholic, something that will just work with the times? Well, good afternoon, Audrey. How are you?
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Very good. So also in studio today, I do have Nicholas with us. He's just going to observe. Maybe we'll get him to talk a little bit. So let's start by looking at today's weather. The National Weather Service is telling me currently we have fair skies, although I think it's pretty sunny, with 31 degrees. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 31. Tonight, there's a chance of snow with a low of 20 degrees. On Thursday, there's a up to 60% chance of snow. That's surprising, with a high of 35 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 15. On Friday, it's partly sunny, then chance of snow showers, about 30% with a high of 32. On Friday night, 30% chance of snow showers. I'm seeing a lot of snow with a low of 21. On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 35. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 21. And then finally, on Sunday, there's a mixed forecast. Mostly sunny, then chance of rain or snow showers with a high of 39. Well, again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design here on WHCR in Flemington. And our topic today happens to be celebrating the holidays, regardless of what denomination you are. We're going to take a couple of commercial messages and we'll start our show. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. I am Richard Scuderi, and I own Maven Hill Design for the past 20 years. I have two locations, one right here near Flemington at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes, New Jersey, right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I have a northern New Jersey location near the Short Hills Mall in beautiful downtown Maplewood, New Jersey at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, doing everything from simple paint color consultations, trim and molding, furniture placement, all sorts of projects, additions. These days, mostly kitchen and bath work. But feel free to contact me at either of my locations at 908-884-0770. Well, our topic today, again, is that of celebrating the December holidays, whether you are Jewish or Christian or just want to celebrate the holidays. So my guest today live in studio is Audrey Rosenberg, and she is going to tell us a little about celebrating the holidays. Now, she is Jewish, which is no secret. And I want to talk a little bit before we actually get into the decorations. I want to talk about, because I am Christian and grew up with the holidays and the Christmas tree and Santa Claus, and it never dawned on me that other people that are my friends, that other people that are in my life, had a very different experience. And I wonder, being, let's say, Jewish per se, what were Christmases or what were the holidays like when you were little? Because I would imagine, and maybe not, that the majority of people around you probably had a Christmas tree up and had that as their path, or maybe not.
So I grew up in a town where it was primarily Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And however, I do come from a family of a variety of celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was one of six, and each one of him and his siblings all went different avenues, so to speak, with their Judaism, including my one uncle married an Italian lady.
Sure.
So even as a little girl, I experienced a little bit of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Jewish side of things, you know, you don't miss what you don't know.
Okay, that's very valid.
So you would see Santa Claus around, mm-hmm. but to us, he was just a man dressed in a red suit with a beard. People were taking pictures of him. You know, we still did things. We still got presents.
Sure.
You know, I'm a big decorator now, but growing up, it wasn't about decorations. It was about you light the menorah for the religious aspect of it.
Sure.
And, you know, you got your little presents. Usually it was like one little present a night, and then there was like one big gift. But then on the other side of things, I got to celebrate Christmas with my cousins who were half and half.
So you were double dipping, Audrey.
I did.
No
double dipping. Yep, my whole life.
But so let's talk about, because in later years, I remember, and we're going to talk about this, coming to your house to decorate and really pushing the envelope. And you've had more Christmas trees than I care to remember.
I have an awesome one up right now.
Exactly. So I guess what I wanted to get was, is I think people generically say Christmas, although I think they're getting better at saying holidays and acknowledging other religions and other cultures. I mean, when I was seven, did you know what Kwanzaa was?
No.
So there are a lot of festivals in December, and I just think it's a time of entertaining and celebrating. And things like holiday parties and stuff are so prevalent that you do want to be festive, even if you don't celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas. You sure. want to be festive and you want to entertain and you want to do things. So that's why I thought it was very important to dedicate one of the December shows to other cultures, to other things and ways of doing stuff. So I did some research for the show, and I was speaking to a woman over the weekend who is Jewish from Long Island, mm-hmm. and she said, I said, well, what did you do to celebrate in your home for Christmas? Did you have Judaica out? What did you do? And she said because she felt pressure to have her children be incorporated with celebrations, she had a Hanukkah bush. So I thought a Hanukkah bush was a bush. I envisioned like some sort of a bush, and then it was decorated with something. And I've come to learn on Saturday, which is sad on me that it took me all these years to learn it, that a Hanukkah bush is just a Christmas tree, right?
Right. It's a Christmas tree with Judaica ornaments.
Right.
And you know, even with that, that didn't exist when we were kids. Like
no.
ornaments and stuff
right.
that were Judaica related.
Right.
You had your dreidels, you had your menorahs,
right.
you have your mezuzahs for the doors.
Right.
That's not Hanukkah related. That's just
right.
Jewish-based
stuff. Right.
And, So even my cousin, who is very Orthodox, on his Facebook, his children have decorated his house with huge Stars of David
uh-huh.
and like tinsel material
yeah.
and runners across the tables and stuff.
No, but I think that's starting to trend a little bit. And I think like this year for my stores, not that I went to stores that specialize in Judaica, but just in the general places that I shop, I found that there were a lot of options this year, a lot of stuff that celebrated Hanukkah. In fact, I had these really cool signs. You know the signs that have the, like, keep calm and
right.
have tea? Well, I have these great wood placard signs in my store, and they said, keep calm, eat latkes, and something about dreidels. And they're just fun, and they're mm-hmm. beautiful, and they're not so over-the-top religious, but they're really attractive.
Right.
I did find, when I went to stores, that there were beautiful table runners, that there were beautiful dishes, charger plates, mostly in the blue and white or the blue and silver, which
mm-hmm.
are beautiful,
yes.
and that there was much more that was, I think, approachable for people, which is nice. So growing up, you didn't have a Christmas tree.
I can remember.
A holiday tree.
yeah.
See, it's hard to slip back.
Right. I can remember a couple of times, like my dad putting up a big tree, but for the most part, no.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't until later in life when I decided that I love, like, to me, this time of year is just magical in general.
In general, right?
Yeah.
It's celebratory, it's fun, there's
it
great
is.
Food.
It
right.
is. And you know where I worked for 20 years,
right.
right? So how could I not buy Christmas stuff? Fortune off. Like,
sure.
Who doesn't miss that?
Right, because it's in your face and it's creative
right.
and fun.
Right. So, yeah. So growing up, it was about the menorah, and it was about remembering what the purpose of the menorah was for. And we got presents, but can I just share a little history?
Sure.
Presents are more of a U.S. 1950s invention.
Right.
Prior to that, children, when they celebrated Hanukkah, would be given what's called gelt, which is money.
The money. So talk about what gelt actually looks. Well, actually what it is.
It's well now it's chocolate coins.
Right.
But.
Oh, was it money back then?
It's money.
Oh, I thought it was always that. So,
no.
No, so I have an uncle from New York who was kind of a little odd, but he was very sweet. And on Christmas, he would always hand us these gold coins.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't wait to get them, unwrap them, and eat them. I didn't know that it was a Jewish thing until many years
right.
later.
So that's kind of, that again, is a spin off of, you know, because now they make the dreidels where you can open them and fill them with things.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, you know, things, it's more of a, to draw in spending business.
Right.
For a company.
The commercialism of the
right.
holidays, sure.
Right. So the gelt was given to the children in the hopes that they would understand where their history was and what the purpose of Hanukkah was, and then they would also take part of that money and give it to charity.
Oh, that's
or
great.
Or do charitable function.
Sure. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a Hanukkah bush, if you will, although
Go
maybe
ahead.
That term isn't current anymore. So one of the things that I heard was, if you're going to have a tree in your house,
mm-hmm.
that often Jewish people opt to do a white tree as opposed to a green tree because it's sort of less Christmassy. Is that true?
I think for some, yes.
Okay.
For me, my tree is green.
Green, yeah.
However, I love Lennox. Mm-hmm. So my ornaments are all white mix.
Okay.
And we do white lights.
Sure.
And you know I'm a blended family.
Right.
So that's another part of why I have the tree, but...
Exactly.
You know, Lennox is white.
Right.
And the white tree.
So the white tree against the white Lennox would look terrible. So you really need a green tree to balance that a little bit.
Right.
All right. We're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR in Flemington.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Modern Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My guest in studio today live is Audrey Rosenberg, and we're talking about celebrating the holidays. If you're not Christian, other things we can do. You know, our show, Audrey, is mostly design-centric, so I want to go into the more of the design of things at this point now. Talking about having, if you're Jewish per se, having a Christmas tree, often people opt to do a white tree. They don't have to do a white tree and so on. And I went and looked at that. I went online. Google Images is one of my favorite places to go. Of course, Pinterest as well. And I saw a lot of people that did a white tree, very lovely, and then they used blue and silver as the decorations. Mm-hmm. And are blue and silver the decorations because they're the color of Israel, or is there some sort of a significance religiously to blue and silver or blue and white?
I believe it's because of
the flag?
Yeah,
it's Israel. Okay. So the blue, the white tree with the blue, I mean, that's just a natural pairing. And silver, I thought it was very lovely together. And then wrapping paper that, you know, went according to this, so that could be really nice to put together. You know, some of the things that I think that if you are Jewish and you want to incorporate beautiful things in decorating is that take a bowl, take a really beautiful glass bowl. Then take some greens. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Go out to your property or your neighbor's property if they're not looking and get some beautiful greens. Fill the base of the bowl with beautiful greens, and then they get inexpensive glass Christmas balls in blue, maybe cobalt blue or rich blue and silver, and fill them. Put them on your coffee table. What a way to celebrate. It's not necessarily Christian. It's not necessarily Christmas, but it's really beautiful, something that you can do very similarly.
So I do things like that.
Sure.
And in my curio cabinet I mm-hmm. have, which is all Lennox also, I uh-huh. also put, I decorate for a lot of seasons.
Sure.
You know that.
Right.
So for Hanukkah, I'll put, I have really pretty opal white mm-hmm. balls that I put in there.
Right.
And I have silver and I have blue. Mm-hmm. I also incorporate, like in my living room, I have, the runner is, white and blue snowmen,
mm-hmm.
and I do the white and blue and silver colors throughout,
right?
And I do my shower curtain.
Oh.
Shower curtain's all snowmen.
I have not met somebody that had a decorated shower curtain, but I applaud you for effort.
I change it. Well, for Christmas it'll be up because, like I said, we are a blended family. But then I change it back over. So right now it's Hanukkah. Then I'll go to Christmas. Then I'll go back. But I keep the snowmen through the winter. I change the shower curtain pretty much every season.
Wow.
And for different things like Valentine's Day and things mm-hmm. like that. But I do incorporate. I have dreidels, a beautiful porcelain dreidel I have, and I have a Judaica bowl. And I
you know, I don't know if everybody knows what a dreidel. Sorry to interrupt, but what dreidels? Tell people what dreidel is.
Okay, so a dreidel is a.
It's a top, right?
It's like a top. If you think about it, a spinning top. It's actually I actually did a little research because I know it's a representation of something.
Sure.
It's a representation of a tetum, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but it's a gambling toy.
Oh.
So the children spin the dreidel and they play with their gilt and they gamble.
But when you spin the dreidel, well, does the dreidel have different messages?
So the
I've never seen the dreidel. I mean, I know what one looks like, but I've never used one.
The dreidel is four-sided and it has four different Jewish or Hebrew letters on it. And based
Do they mean something? They're messages or they're numbers?
Yes, and I'm kind of out of practice.
Okay.
So I don't remember. But one of the letters represents that you lose your gilt.
Okay. you're gambling. See, I never knew that. That's a little... Okay.
But, you know, again, the more recent... dreidel. The kids just play with it like a top. Like, I think that over time, some of the translation and the meaning behind it has lost its
changed way. Because of the commercialism in the U.S. Now, have you ever been to Israel?
Never.
Well, what I could say, and I don't like to generalize, but one, not Christmas, but Easter, I was in Europe. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed about Europeans were, one is they, number one, didn't decorate to the same degree that Americans do for the holiday. And the second thing is it was much more religious. And I would wonder in Israel at Hanukkah, is it more religious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That I know because I have family that have extended family that actually live in Israel. So yes, it is more about the religious piece of it.
Sure. So getting back to the decorating portion of it with blues and silvers, which are really pretty, maybe a charger plate or a glass plate on the table when you set it and so on. So tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't tonight the actual first night of Hanukkah? It started
last
at sun.
Night.
Well, it started at sundown, so I guess last night was
last
the first
night.
Night.
First night
so explain to us, because you have the eight nights of Hanukkah, is there a night that's the most important? The woman I was talking to the other day about Hanukkah and her kids growing up in Long Island, a very Jewish neighborhood, and having the Christmas tree and the gelt and all that stuff, holiday tree and the gelt and all that stuff, it was just sort of very different than your experience. So I guess they're very personal based upon your own needs and so on.
Sure. So to me, the first night, well, all the nights are important.
Okay.
Right? So the background behind Hanukkah, a short version of that, is that there was a Greek king who did not like Jewish people. And he wanted the Jewish people to follow the Greek ways, which is they had lots of different gods.
Okay.
So he sent his... he sent his soldiers to destroy the temple.
Wow.
And Judah Maccabee, they brainstormed, him and his followers, they're called the Maccabees.
Okay.
They brainstormed how to take back their temple. And when they did, the temple had been trashed.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to clean it up. They rebuilt the menorah because it was gone, demolished.
Right.
And they knew it would take time to make the oil to light the menorah.
Right.
But they found they found a container of the oil that would only last for one night.
Right.
But it wound up lasting for eight.
Which was the miracle.
Right.
Ergo, the oil.
Correct.
Okay. And some really good things come from oil. And one of them is latkes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping to invite you. I was hoping to invite Audrey because I thought maybe she'd come with latkes because she likes to cook. And you know what? She showed up empty-handed. So
I'm so sorry.
I love latkes. I wouldn't know how to make them. I don't know if you've ever made them.
I make them all the time.
But what is better than a crispy potato pancake in December? Yum. So when you make latkes, the big thing for me is, and I saw this over the weekend, and I Googled some Judith Nathan and some Jewish cooking, is that you have to get the water out of the potato, right?
Yes.
Because that's a big mistake that people make.
Right.
What happens when you fry something that has a lot of water in it? Does it absorb oil or does the opposite happen?
It separates. It just separates or it just becomes... Let me tell you, I've destroyed many latkes for getting to do that.
So are they hard to make?
I don't think they are.
My the woman I was talking to from Long Island, who's also a personal friend, said to me, I buy them at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? A couple of years I used the box stuff, but I don't do that anymore.
Was the box stuff? I don't understand what that is. Powder?
So yeah, it's kind of like a instant mix.
Oh, so the strips are dried.
No, it's like a powder. You mix it.
So you're not going to have the same consistency.
No.
So what is the proper way to make a latke? You get fresh potatoes, I guess, and onion?
Right. Okay. Fresh potatoes and onion, and you grate it down, and then you put it in a bowl, and you leave it sit there for a little while, and you put some matzo meal in it.
Oh, that's the binder.
The binder.
Now, does eggo in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then you get the oil. You can't use olive oil. Well, let me ask you.
No, no, but I would think that's true because it probably picks up flavor. But my question is, what was the, and maybe you don't know this, what was the original oil that lights the manures? What was that oil that was that? Was that?
So sad to say, I do not know that.
Okay.
I do not know that answer.
So do people, so at the holiday time, do you fry your things in sort of generic oil, canola oil, corn oil? Or is it irrelevant?
Yeah, it's irrelevant. I mean, using the olive oil, it actually doesn't get it doesn't get hot enough.
Okay.
To actually make the latke bind and cook the right way.
Yeah, because the one thing about olive oil doesn't have it has a lower smoking point, so you need to really to get the crisp in and out, and you don't want to pick up a lot of oil in your latkes. Okay. You know you were on the radio, so you can't whisper when you're on the radio. And you do something that's funny. My guests sometimes, they shake their head. I'm like, this is not television. That's a different show designed for the times on the Comcast channel. But that's very interesting to go. So we're almost at time for news. I'm going to take a quick news because you and I have a lot to cover.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a short news, and we'll sip some water, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design after the news.
USA Radio News.
It would be wrong for Senate Republicans to jam through this tax bill without giving the newly elected senator from Alabama the opportunity to cast his vote.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to postpone a vote on the Senate tax bill until Doug Jones is seated early next year. Senator Schumer continued making his case earlier today.
Doug Jones will be the duly elected senator from the state of Alabama. The governor didn't appoint him. He won an election.
And speaking of that tax bill, a White House official tells NBC News that the House and Senate leaders have reached an agreement in principle on their sweeping tax package. The official says they're hoping to have the vote in the Senate first and then the House, with the bill ultimately done in Congress by next Wednesday. The terms of the agreement are not yet clear. President Trump is set to make one final push for tax cuts at 3 o'clock Eastern today. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time. Ready? 800-772-7610.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My guest in studio today live is Audrey Rosenberg. And we're talking about the holidays and decorating, regardless of what religion you are, maybe some fun and creative ideas and things that you can do. And the good thing I think about is decorating during the holidays, it was sort of very, in the years past, it was very blue and silver if you're Jewish, red and green if you were Christian. But I think now there are so many styles. And one of the things I talk about in Modern Design is that your holiday decor should follow suit with how your house is decorated. I give an example. I did a beautiful, beautiful house here about 3 years ago in Ringo's, a contemporary, lots of gray, sleek, with pops of orange in it, and really, really exceptional looking. And then I left on a Friday. We had just done the family room furniture. And I came back on Monday because we were applying molding in the dining room,
and they had put up a tree, Audrey. The tree was, and he was Jewish and she was Catholic. They put the tree up. It was the biggest tree I ever saw, and it had red bows on it and plaid in this contemporary environment. It looked horrible. Aww. It looked horrible. So it's very, what would they would have been better served of using a thinner, more modern-looking tree, doing it in shades of orange and silvers, and then maybe some interesting wrapping paper that had like a silver foil or one that had like houndstooth and a little bit of black. Mm-hmm. It would still be holiday, but it would be reflective of the house. And that's one right. of the things that people have to keep in mind is that when you decorate your home, it has to be complementary to your furnishings. Now, I would say in your case, you have a more traditional, your accessories are, and your furniture is a little bit more traditional, so your decorating is more traditional.
Well, in the front part of the house, mm-hmm. it's very modern. And in the back part of the house where the Christmas tree is,
right.
I've done a very pretty buttercup yellow on right. the walls, and right. the floor is wood.
Right.
And I have... the furniture there is actually my aunt's 45-year-old dining room set.
Right. Which
is, it's a huge room. So,
but it is traditional.
It's traditional.
Right.
And I kind of go right in the middle between
right.
the modern and the traditional.
Which is called transitional, which is a good middle ground for something like that. But you want your holiday decorations to follow suit with what you've created in style.
Sure.
So if you don't want to do classic red and green, there are so many options now. We talked about it a lot. We do three wonderful Christmas shows, and I have wonderful guests in each week that correspond to that. And some of the things that are trending this year, and I don't know if you've noticed it, if you've been out in some of the stores, is the trend for this year, Christmas 2017, is called rose gold. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people this year are using rose gold in their decorating. So shades of pink, shades of silver and gold with pink. There's another term out called millennial pink. And if you follow some of the Target commercials and the other stores, that is a color that's trending this year. Not traditional. You could do it in whatever denomination you are. But if you know what's a good way to do this? Go into a place like Michael's, mm-hmm. where there are canisters and clear canisters and canisters of holiday Christmas balls. They pair interesting combinations together.
They do.
So some of the combinations that are not necessarily Christmas per se, metallics are very hot right now. So you'll see a combination of silver, gold, and copper. Very popular. Copper is also trending this year on a Christmas tree. The pinks, pink, silver, and pink, silver, and gold. The rose tone look is very popular. Blues this year, because in decorating, 2018 is going to be all about blue. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, I had on George from Sherwin-Williams, and we did one of the television shows on Sherwin-Williams. The color of the year for Sherwin-Williams is called Oceanside. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a blue-green color, similar to what Audrey's wearing today, a beautiful, rich blue-green. So blue-green for decorating in 2000 and all shades of blue is going to be hot. So lots of combinations with blue, a sort of Tiffany box blue with silver, really beautiful. Actually, Tiffany box blue, silver, and chocolate brown are gorgeous together.
It sounds very pretty.
Very pretty. Not necessarily traditional, but you could carry it with whatever denomination.
Right.
Apple green, silver, and brown are also really beautiful together. Lots of shades of blue. A teal blue with silver is very popular. If you watch the Today show in the morning, their only holiday decorations are all sorts of balls. So they use blue for the... Mm-hmm. The aspect of Hanukkah. They use blue, silver, and gold. Beautiful together. No poinsettias, no Christmas trees, but that together is beautiful. If you watch the View, they used apple green, blue, and silver and gold. Just gorgeous. So the point of the matter is, whether you're Christian, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Muslim, whatever your background is, there are opportunities. There are ways to be included. There's a ways to celebrate by doing non-traditional things.
Sure.
Have you seen anything out there this year in 2017 that you thought was pretty, maybe lights at night? I have to tell you, I'm a little bit
Last year, I think I saw better Christmas decorations. This year, except for the rose gold thing, which I saw early on, rose gold I saw, there's something called bottle brush trees. Have you ever seen them before? They're old, they're like small topiary type trees, but they look like they're brushes, like old brushes.
Oh, wow, no.
And those are beautiful. So I see bottle brush trees. You can Google that. So that's something that's very much trending for the holidays, and the pink rose gold and non-traditional colors I see. But other than that, I'm not as inspired this year. I tried something on my, and I did it for the show, actually. I tried something. I do three holiday trees, and I really go a little bit nuts with decorating for the holidays. But my main tree, which is nine and a half. That doesn't sound very nice, actually.
No, it's not.
I'll cut your mic off right here. I did something a little bit of an experiment. On my main tree, which is 9.5 feet tall, instead of doing the classic white lights, I did solid red lights.
Yes.
And when I did that... Okay, that's the end of Audrey. My guest is having to leave quickly. So I did something, and I know what I'm doing, but I did something for the show, and I did something that's scary to do in the world. And I did a poll. So I took this year's tree, which is a very classic tree, and I think quite nice with very expensive ornaments on it that I've been collecting for 20 years. A lot
it
of antique, antique Santas. So I'm so sick of doing the same tree. I swapped out the white lights for red lights, and I did. I said, I'm not sure, which I wasn't. I'm not sure about the red lights, yay or nay. And it was about, in the end, it was about a 50-50 split on the red lights. Now, I will tell you something. I will go back to the white lights, and I'll tell you why. Christmas trees, like anything like in decorating, are a sense of balance. Mm-hmm. Now, I have, because I have collectibles, all of my ornaments are glass. Some of them are Christopher Radcos, which are very expensive. Some of them are Waterford. And I have a long standing tradition of adding for Christmas as gifts antique Santas. So what I found was the colored lights took away from that. It didn't focus on it so that the white was a better fix. I have to tell you, I was inspired a couple of years ago. I was sick on Christmas Day, so I didn't leave the house, and I sort of felt left out. So a couple of days after Christmas, we took a ride up to Bucks County, to Lahaska, to Peddler's Village. Mm-hmm. And I encourage you, whatever denomination you are, to get out over the holidays between Christmas and New Year's, or Hanukkah and New Year's, and go take a ride. What they do, they have acres and acres of property there, and lots of pine trees, all sorts of trees. And what they do is they feature each tree with a different solid color, colored light.
Oh, that sounds so pretty.
Oh, my God, it is spectacular. And I've come to really like, growing up when we were very young, there weren't a lot of options for lights. So lights, especially outside lights, do you remember? They were huge.
They were very big, yeah.
They were very huge, mm-hmm. and they had that same color spread of red, blue. They were the primary colors. Maybe you got a white thrown in there. And the outside lights were so hot that they could be on for 15 minutes, and then you had to shut them off.
Yeah.
The inside lights looked like the outside lights. They didn't get as hot, but they were really big, and they had that same sort of look. And that's what everybody did. Then in the 1980s, the mini lights came in and the white lights, and most people switched. A lot of people switched to the white lights. And then they had the mini lights that were colored. I always hated colored lights.
I don't like them either.
No.
We do use them on the outside of the house.
Right. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, isn't that pretty? Louis,
it's okay.
Louis, my fiance, okay. Uh-huh. he does blue and white for me.
Okay.
But then he incorporates the rest of it as uh-huh. Christmas. So that's the only colored lights I like. I like the white lights on mm-hmm. the tree. I like the white lights if we put them in the window. I have a fake tree that it's just like there year round. It's like right. a decorative plant.
Okay.
Lights on.
Sure. So when I always then switched to white lights, and I always had white lights on all my trees. But when I went up a couple of years ago to Peddler's Village, every tree was done in a color, but a solid color. And I have to tell you, I very much fell in love with that. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. So I started by incorporating it, and this might be a good thing to do. Garlands are really nice to do at the holidays, and they're also non-denominational. When I'm saying a garland, I don't mean the garland that's synthetic that you'd put on a Christmas tree. That is beautiful greens that go on a fireplace, mm-hmm. that go on a tabletop, and so on. And you can incorporate that regardless of what religion you are with stuff. So what I started doing was I went out and I bought a couple of sets. sets, and they're so inexpensive. You can get them at Walmart, you can get them at Lowe's, you can get them at Home Depot. They're a couple of dollars. I wrapped my fresh greens in one of my fireplaces with green lights. And in a room that's a really rich chocolate brown with a lot of paneling in my library, the green lights are spectacular. They're just beautiful. So in that case, I love the solid lights. So I've experimented, because one of the things, if you follow me on social media, is I decorate for people on their trees. So sometimes I just use white lights, but sometimes depending upon what they have, I have the lights work with what they have. The only color that I really don't like is gold lights. I don't like the color they give off. I did a house a number of years ago with gold lights, and they liked it, but I didn't really like it. Green is one of my favorites. It carries from a distance. I did a house that was very rustic in red lights. They didn't have a lot of ornaments, mostly just red and silver and rustic, and the red lights worked well because you needed a pop.
Right.
But if you have a lot of ornaments and a lot of, I think you're better off with a clear or a white light. I know you had some input on that.
Yeah, I like I said, I like the white lights. My tree has the white lights, and don't come to my house until it's down because you won't like it. It's all purple.
Okay.
The Christmas balls are all purple.
Yeah, who started you on that?
You did.
Okay. So one of the things that we did, because Audrey loves Christmas probably more than I do, is that she said, Rich, come help me decorate. So Audrey's favorite color is purple. So I said, why don't we do a combination of maybe purple and silver or purple, silver, and gold? Purple's majestic on a Christmas tree, especially a green Christmas tree, because purple, green, and gold go beautifully together. So I think we did your tree, and I think I decorated your china cabinet.
You did.
And what was your feedback from people?
People loved it.
Right?
People
it was beautiful because you light it, and it's just really beautiful together. So don't be afraid to use non-traditional colors. Purple is a very good color on a Christmas tree. And blue. Blue is a very good color against
green. Blue is very pretty.
Very pretty on a Christmas tree. So you don't have to keep it as traditional as possible. All right, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design here on WHCR in Flemington.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a full interior designer, contractor, and home stager with two locations. One right here in Ringo's, New Jersey, near Flemington at 176 Route 202-31 in Ringo's, New Jersey. And another location in northern New Jersey near the Short Hills Mall at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Both stores feature wonderful pieces of furniture, interesting and different things, accessories, artwork. And we do have a promotion that you can come into the store and get. Or also you can print on the website. For $199, we will come out. We'll spend an hour to 3 hours with you and give you just sort of a general overall design plan. Maybe move your furniture around, pick some paint colors, but it's a great entree into design. It might be a one-off that just gives you some general ideas that you can do yourself, or perhaps you want us to work on some things. To contact Maven Hill Designs, call 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be decorating for the holidays, which is inclusive of all different religions and cultures. And I wanted to go beyond the Christian Judaic sect and go into something that was a little bit different that I didn't know much about. So I did a lot of research on Kwanzaa. And I remember when Kwanzaa first came out, I watched a lot of public broadcasting. I think they're just more in tune with other cultures. Mm-hmm. And they said, I think on the 26th, which was my mother's birthday, Happy Kwanzaa. And I said, Mom, what is Kwanzaa? And I did some research because now I'm a middle-aged man. But I didn't really know much about Kwanzaa. I knew that it had to do something with African heritage. But I found out some interesting things about Kwanzaa that I wanted to share with our listeners and then talk about decorating for Kwanzaa, which I thought is kind of colorful, pretty, and different. So Kwanzaa has to do with African heritage, and it's sort of, in a way, it's a culmination of a couple of different festivals. The first one is Thanksgiving, because part of Kwanzaa is being a festival of harvest or abundance. So in decorating, often for Kwanzaa, you'll see a table like a Thanksgiving table with corn and things that are in their culture that they harvest or eat, and they're displayed. Oh. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So it's a little bit like Thanksgiving, which is an American thing.
Right.
And then also their colors are sort of a culmination of two different things. So their colors are the African colors. So they are red, green, and black. But they display their colors often with something that looks just like a menorah. They have the candles, and the center candle is much taller, and then the other candles are usually the same size.
Right.
So they alternate red, blue, and the tallest candle is black. And they do them sort of in like a menorah, but they do them in different things. The one I thought was the most pretty, we have a trend now with lots of natural wood. So they hollowed out sort of a beautiful log, and in the log, they had each candle be in the log with the red, the green, and then the black, which is very beautiful. Also, some of the things that are displayed or decorated is beautiful African cloths of different colors. Baskets, woven baskets are part of it. And often they give each other gifts as books are often gifts and things related to African culture. So I know you had something about we talked before about something about how they're sort of similar to a menorah, to what they put out.
Right. So a menorah has the
eight right.
candle holders, for uh-huh. lack of a better word. And then it has the one that, I forget the name of it, there is a technical name for it, believe it or not,
right.
That use that candle to light all the others.
Okay.
So a menorah actually is nine.
Okay.
And I believe the Kwanzaa, what are they? Are they? I think they're just eight, I think. Or
okay.
Seven? I don't remember.
I think it's an odd number because there's one candle in the middle and they're even on each side.
Okay. So it must be seven then.
Probably seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's shorter.
Yeah.
Okay. But interesting looking and different.
Mm-hmm.
So with the time that we have left, because it goes so quickly here in the show, I want to talk a little bit about just general holiday decorating ideas and things that I think are inexpensive mm-hmm. and fun to do just of the season. And, you know, there's a lot of collections of things and natural things that you already have around that you can use to celebrate the season regardless of what you are. One of them is something that I do all the time, and it's just beautiful at this time of the year to go collect greens. You probably don't want to do it today when it's 27 degrees, but go to a park, go to a field, go to an area, check for deer ticks, but then just go get a big hefty bag or a container and go pick some beautiful greens. Not only do the beautiful greens look good, they make your house smell really good.
Yeah.
So right in the back of my car right now, because I'm decorating for other people, I am stacked with beautiful pine in the back of my car, and it just smells different. So One of the things I like to do is have fresh pine around, no matter what you are, in a bowl, on
it
a tabletop.
Very pretty,
it smells
yeah.
table, and it's beautiful. The next thing that I like to do also in nature is collect different types of things or different types of greens. Do you know that greens aren't all green? They come in a lot of different colors. And when you mix greens, it's absolutely beautiful. So if you were to start with a basic pine green, maybe you wanted to add some blue spruce. So you have the blue and the green together. One of the things that I love around this time of the year, and their berries come out, is juniper. So if you have a plant that has a juniper berries on it, you're going to get beautiful blue berries with that foliage. And they're really beautiful. Cedar gives off a beautiful yellow sort of a plume that's really nice to incorporate. So when you take lots of different mixed greens, that's a beautiful way to display stuff. It doesn't cost you anything.
Potpourri in the making.
Exactly. And then in addition to that, with your greens, like in my pots in my my Maplewood store, I do every different kind of mixed green you can imagine. I have a neighbor that has a magnolia tree, which is absolutely beautiful. So if you take the magnolia leaves and you cut them, intertwine magnolia leaves, which will dry, but magnolia leaves with your greens, absolutely wonderful, very much of the season. And the one good thing about doing the greens is, after the holiday is over, because they aren't so holiday, you keep them in your pots all winter long. And when there's no visual interest, you have something in your pots. Then you take them out in the spring. So that's one thing that you can do very easily. The next thing that I like to do is pot fillers. And what pot fillers are, you know, these days, glass vessels are very, very popular. Hurricane containers are popular. What I like to do is take candles, particularly white candles, which can go beyond the holiday season. And then I like to put things around the candles that bring in color or style. And sometimes you can actually decorate, I know this sounds odd, using nuts, inexpensive nuts. One of the prettiest ones I've ever done is go to the supermarket, as inexpensively as you can, and get a couple of bags of hazelnuts. So put in a white candle and then fill the container with hazelnuts. It is absolutely beautiful to look at.
I'll have to try that.
Something very different. You can use colored glass around the candle as well.
I do that.
If you're, let's say you want to do the blue and white thing, get gorgeous cobalt blue glass and a white candle. Amazing. If you're a Christian, something that I do is I go to the supermarket for holiday decorating and I buy two bags of fresh cranberries. So I'll put the white candle in the center of the beautiful glass container and fill it for the season with cranberries.
Oh,
looks gorgeous. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. I think it's more interesting to be creative.
Sure.
Another thing that's very holiday for me, or very seasonal and beautiful, is oranges. A bowl. I watched Ina Garten, who is Jewish, one day, and she put just fresh greens out, and then she took a beautiful glass bowl and filled it with oranges. She goes, "Here's my holiday decorations." You know what? Some votive lights, some greens, and a bowl of oranges. Very festive and very beautiful. So oranges or clementines, which come out around this time of year, are perfect to do in a bowl. Now, one of the things that you can do that my neighbor does, and I'm going to try this year, is you take the clementines in a beautiful bowl, put some greens around it, but then you take the clementines and you sort of put cloves in them, and you do sort of a crisscross pattern. It looks beautiful, but when those, because of the being in the inside, they start to permeate this wonderful smell of citrus and spice, and they are absolutely beautiful to do for the holidays. You know, not denominational, but just wonderful. You do not have to do the classic things. Any ideas or things that you do for the season that aren't necessarily so Hanukkah or so Christmas? Any ideas or things that you do?
Let me think about that for a second. Well, we talked about what we do with the Christmas balls and
right.
the various colors. I put up towels
okay.
to match the season.
But now, when you say towels, do you mean towels in your bathroom for guests or hand towels?
In my kitchen and in my bathroom for guests. I get towels that match the season, not necessarily
sure.
the holiday.
Sure.
And I put them out.
Now, some of the things that are trending this year are also trending in design in general. And a lot of my decoration, when I'm doing it for other people, especially the millennials and people that are younger, they love the idea of things that are very modern mixed with things that are very rustic. So often I get either with a log of white birch, mm-hmm. and I'll hollow out the white birch and then put white tea lights in there, and that's a great thing to do for the holidays. Or I'll buy birch branches. And in my Maplewood store, I did that. A friend of mine's a florist, and she cut me down birch branches, and then I wrap them in burlap, a burlap ribbon that's studded with a little bit of white, and I put that together, and then I take a galvanized bucket, and I fill the galvanized bucket with greens and some magnolia leaves. Audrey, it looks spectacular.
I think it's time for you to come back to my house.
Say, there you go. I'm 150 an hour, Audrey. So if you brought latkes, I'd probably come back to your house. The other thing. No, the other thing that I didn't talk about was that I absolutely love and shouldn't be eating is the jelly donuts. Do you ever make the jelly donuts?
I don't. I don't make the jelly donuts, but I'll buy you some.
Oh, my God. Raspberry. They were showing last night. They were fresh raspberry donuts.
I love raspberry-filled donuts.
Yum.
They are very good.
Now, in the Jewish tradition, do they make them like a regular donut, or are they maybe a little bit smaller?
I think they're a little bit smaller than what you would find in like a store. Yeah.
Yum. Delicious. So there are a lot of things that you can do to create a beauty in the holidays. So working with nuts is good. Working with oranges is good. Working with cranberries is very good. Wood. I mean, you can take... Wood is so popular right now. I see people displaying their firewood and using that as a winter or a holiday decoration. So tying things, a collection of wood tied with some beautiful raffia could be a nice thing to do, using all natural elements. Adding things that have a little sheen to them, like taking some mercury glass and collecting it together and then putting that in some sort of a vessel with some greens are a nice thing to do. And you can keep those things up. I don't think there's a better time to decorate your home than from January to March, because what do we have in the winter here in the Northeast? It's awful. It's dark. It's cold. So I remove some of my items that are Christmassy in January, but I keep the greens up. I keep some of the things going on. I add white candles. I get rid of some of the red stuff. But you want to decorate during those times because it's something to definitely look at.
Yeah.
So in your holiday decorating, when do you take that stuff down?
Well,
probably never.
Yeah. It would stay up a lot longer. But like I said, we are a blended family, and Lewis likes that things come down right after the New Year because that's what he's used to.
So you have January 1st, you maybe entertain New Year's Day, and then you're by the curbside.
Well, I leave my snowman up, and okay. I leave some, you know, so I have a whole snowman collection in my kitchen above my cabinet.
When does that come down? July? No. Okay, so
all year? The snowmen stay up year round, and I add to it every year.
Okay.
And then I leave the snowmen and you know, the decorating of the, like, the table runners and things like that, and the shower curtain stays up till February.
I've never heard. Nick, have you ever heard of a seasonal shower curtain?
No.
He's shaking his head. Okay, got it.
So, So I do Valentine's Day. I have St. Patrick's Day. I have an Easter one.
What does an Easter shower curtain? A Jewish girl with an Easter shower curtain. What does an Easter shower curtain look like?
So I have, you know, my nephew is not full Jewish, and I have a stepdaughter that's not Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate Easter, and the shower curtain has all Easter eggs all over it.
Okay.
And I have decor in the bathroom and throughout.
So on that note, I hate to tell you, it does go very fast, but we've come to the end of another segment of Modern Design. Stay tuned for next week. I am going to do a wonderful show, and we're going to talk all about local organizations. There's a wonderful local organization here that does a lot of philanthropy, and one of the things that they do is they bring in Christmas decorations, and with the proceeds they donate to the shelters, the food bank, and the shelters here right in Flemington, give back to the community. So that's our next show, is going to be all about philanthropy during the holidays. So I thank you for continuing. We're in our fourth year of Modern Design. I thank you to listening to our program. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
It would be wrong for Senate Republicans to jam through this tax bill without giving the newly elected senator from Alabama the opportunity to cast his vote.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to postpone a vote on the Senate tax bill until Doug Jones is seated early next year. Senator Schumer continued making his case earlier today.
Doug Jones will be the duly elected senator from the state of Alabama. The governor didn't appoint him. He won an election.
And speaking of that tax bill, a White House official tells NBC.
You'll find the hottest stories, news headlines, my passionate, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners, conservative commentaries, and popular videos. The left will win this war over my cold, dead body. So every day, start your day with the news and opinions that matter to conservatives and patriots at my site, RootForAmerica.com, or listen to my radio show at USAradio.com, or watch my TV show at NewsmaxTV.com. Above all, be sure to root for America.
The Attorney General of New York is giving some tips not only for New Yorkers, but for Americans who are wanting to give to help in the wake of Hurricane Harvey.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman urging New Yorkers to support charitable organizations assisting Texas victims, but says there are always some who attempt to take advantage of a tragedy to line their own pockets. He recommends people take time to research the organization, know where your donation money will go, give to established charities, and check if a text contribution matches up with what's reported on a charity website or by calling them. He says another rule of thumb, never give cash, since credit card and check donations can be accounted for.
Toyota announcing they're giving $3 million in relief to Hurricane Harvey victims. Toyota and Lexus dealers nationwide will make the donations. Dealers